Get ready for a week-long celebration of music, community, and fabulous fun with Joy Radiothon 2024. Joy has the largest collection of rainbow podcast content in the world, and you can help keep us out loud and proud by donating during Joy Radiothon 2024. Just go to joy.org.au/radiothon. Mark it in your calendars because Joy Radiothon returns June 1st to 7th. And remember, we all flourish with joy.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
We were talking to Dan from Fender Bender.
We were indeed.
He was wearing a Hooters jumper. Oh, not jumper, but it's called a T-shirt.
A T-shirt, yeah. And I thought, look, quite a novel thing to be wearing in the Joy Studios by a male.
Mm.
And so I thought I'd quiz him about it. Yeah. And yeah, so he's a big fan of the chain.
Yes.
The establishment.
He likes it.
And I actually went when I was in Vegas
to Hooters. Oh, good on you.
And went to the Hooters Casino, yeah. Won heaps of money, and had a great time.
Oh, good.
Now, look, it is quite a dingy studio and not dissimilar to a strip joint, but with a restaurant attached to it, so...
Therefore, it's okay, right? It could be worse, right? If there was no restaurant, then it would be somewhat like a place where you might take your clothes off.
But then I thought... What would happen if there was a male version of Hooters?
Oh, by the way, we had a message coming from Dave. Was it from Dave?
Yes, Dave from Yarraville.
We're talking about Hooters restaurants before.
Yeah.
And we're talking about having a male version. Yeah. What did he come up with there, Simon?
Dave said, hey, guys, love the show. And he has said that they should call it Bulges.
Oh, that'll be fun.
And look, the marketing just writes itself, really, doesn't it?
I can see the images already.
The U in Bulges being a picture. You know, like the O in the O's in Hooters being certain pictures.
Yes, I love the idea.
Or the G.
Or the, yes.
Yeah,
yes.
The big low-hanging G.
I'm
sensing some sort of involvement from Sydney, the stripper who we had in the studio not too long ago.
We'll work that out. Yeah. That was fun. It's 17 minutes to 7 here on Joy 94.9. And Simon, one of your favourite family has been up to no good again.
They have. Now, I've been doing a lot of really early morning starts at work, which means a lot of early afternoon television.
Mm.
Now, I have been bawling my eyes out.
What?
It's been last week was a very emotional Wednesday for some reason on the TV. I was tearing up at Wonderland, and then after that it was followed by Offspring, and I was just beside myself on the couch. However, after that, something that did cheer me
up. I think he's pregnant.
quite possibly.
Yeah, that would explain it. I would keep my respect up for him if it was caused by pregnancy.
Yeah. Otherwise, big hole there. He's digging big hole.
So anyway, I did catch an episode, pretty much one of the only full episodes I've watched of the Kardashians.
Oh, yeah.
My very first thought when you said favourite family, I immediately went to Brady Bunch.
No.
Immediately.
No.
We are in 2014.
Oh. And that hasn't been on our screens for about 20 years.
No, well, at least not.
Surprising not this comment has come from someone who's 24.
I know.
That was the first thing that popped into my head. I'm an old soul, I've been told.
You are an old soul.
Yes.
Anyway, back to me on the wireless. So Kardashians.
Yes.
I was watching the episode where Kim Kardashian was married to Chris Humphries.
Okay.
The one that she had the 72-day marriage to, right?
Yes.
And within about 20 seconds, I can understand why that marriage only lasted 72 days.
Okay.
Now, as wonderful looking as he is.
Yes.
What a complete douchebag, this guy.
My God. He's not.
One of those people like, what's his name? Beckham.
David
Beckham.
Yeah.
Great to look at. As soon as he opens his mouth, you're like, oh, God.
That's okay, though. I don't mind that. Like, as long as he doesn't talk, I'm fine.
Yeah.
Don't talk, don't think. Just do what I tell you.
You can look at those posters of him that were all up through Southern Cross Station a while back, and that was fantastic. I loved Southern Cross Station during that time. Look forward to my train trips.
So, back to the Kardashians.
David Beckham could be the face of Bulges, our new restaurant.
He could very well be, yes.
When we say face, we don't wish you whatever.
The second face.
That's right, the second face. Yeah.
Your other face.
That's right.
Show us your other face.
Yeah.
Smile with your other face. Anyway, back to the Kardashians, please, right? Yes. So, Kourtney Kardashian had an intervention.
Oh, no. Poor Kourtney.
Why do you think that they would have had an intervention for Kourtney Kardashian?
Her name is Kourtney and starts with K. It should start with a C.
No? It's funny all the kids start with Ks.
That's ridiculous. Yeah, well, yeah, KK. Ava Morin, there's a problem, yeah, isn't it?
But she had an intervention because she was getting into couponing. Oh. Now, how a celebrity with that much money...
Is that couponing K-O-U-P-O-N?
It should be.
Kourtney goes couponing.
She could bring out a book, a couponing book with a K. And can you imagine the amount of people that would buy that?
Your newest tabletop book.
Yeah, coffee table.
Yeah, it's nice.
Kourtney's couponing. Couponing with Kourtney.
Photos of Kourtney couponing for days on end. Yeah, with a trolley.
She had this obsession with buying, like, catering packs of toilet paper. You know those big 50-roll things you get at Costco, right? But And they ended up throwing her into this mound full of toilet rolls. And I'm thinking, how does someone with so much money get obsessed by couponing?
That's to wipe up all the crap that comes out of her mouth. So,
still there's not enough.
Exactly, yeah. Right. It's a bargain for old Kourtney. Poor old... Oh, the card. God bless them.
Poor Courts.
If there was no Kardashians, there would be no fun on television, really, would there? You know, they really do like to fill the screens. And who needs extra frequency for community TV? The Kardashians on instead.
Exactly. They're the ones who deserve the funding.
Oh, they do. They so do.
Never going to be allowed on Joy again. Great.
So I've been getting down with Judge Judy. Yeah. And there's a show like The View, but different.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's still five women talking over the top of each other. Yes. So very similar.
Like this show.
Yes, but yes. Yeah. So I agree. That one over the top of each other. Like this, yes. Yeah.
What gets you going on daytime television? I'll be there soon. Holidays next week. It's a bit all
daytime
right.
Daytime television confessions. What do you like?
0427 Joy 949. It's CK with the right in the back. Sat here on Joy. I can't stop thinking about the way
Joy 94.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
This podcast was produced by Joy Media. You can support Joy's diverse sound and diverse community this June by donating to Joy Radiothon 2024. Go to joy.org.au/radiothon. And remember, we all flourish with Joy.